This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The final whistle on Off The Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Well, Keith, we've just seen a Bruno Fernandes masterclass, a hat-trick at Old Trafford to get United up and running, and they needed him because 1-0 down, you think of Ipswich looked like they might get a second, and then it all just really seemed to change with that first Bruno goal.
It did. I thought Bruno Fernandes was obviously instrumental in Manchester United turning around. I said it in commentary a couple of times. I felt there was a huge slice of luck for a lot of the goals. Bruno Fernandes's first goal, you can't take anything away from his finish on his left foot. It's a thunderbolt of a finish. It's really a clean, crisp, pure strike. But if Nunes doesn't slip over, obviously that chance doesn't present itself. And at that moment in the game, Ipswich are one up. They've had two or three good chances and they look the team in the ascendancy. And there was worrying moments. And even at half time going in 1-1, you're thinking, well, Gary O'Neill will be the happier of the two managers. He has a much easier team talk. His is probably copy and paste, go out and do the same in the first half. Whereas Michael Carrick had to chop and change and probably give people an earful. But he definitely got the reaction he wanted in the second half.
Yeah, Bruno Fernandes obviously got the two goals in the second half. One was a penalty. But maybe talk about some of the players that came in. There was four changes from the whole game last week. Two in the back four with Dalot and Martinez. But it's probably the other two, if we could focus on, Maynou in central midfield and then Rashford on the left. That was his first start for United since December 2024.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot to like from Marcus Rashford. When he gets the ball, every right back there, O'Shea, you don't want to get too tight with him because he can make it look very silly very, very quickly. His season, last season at Barcelona, again, leads you to believe that he could be a brilliant player for Manchester United again. But I think the biggest two cheers he got of the day was when he made two tackles in the United jersey. There was one where he was one-on-one with Fatawu when he's getting backed up and he goes to ground, wins the ball with a sliding tackle, and half of Old Trafford stands up and gives him a round of applause. And I was always told from any manager that I played with, look, if you work hard, the fans will put up with an awful lot from you. And I think that's what Marcus has to do. I think if he runs around and gives his all and empties the tank 9 times out of 10, that'll be enough from the United fans. And he's such a talented boy that the game won't pass him by. You know, when he gets the ball, he will make things happen. And he did contribute. I know he didn't score goals or have an assist today, but he kept the ball alive at the back post once or twice. And he did contribute in possession and out of possession. So a tick from Marcus Rashford. I do think there's levels and he will get better, but encouraging.
Yeah, and Maynou then obviously came in for Andre Santos, and it'd be hard to leave him out for the next game.
Yeah, I think so. And look, I did highlight Maynou at the start of the game. You know, where's his head at with Baliba and Tillemans and Santos coming in? He's probably looking around thinking, he's not fancy me. Why are you signing all these centre midfielders? For me, Kobbie Maynou is one of the first names on the team sheet. He's agile, he gets around, he can see a pass, he can drop the shoulder and get away from people, and he feeds that ball into Bruno Fernandes so well. So for me, it's Kobbie Maynou in the 6, obviously Bruno Fernandes in the 10, and probably a Tielemans, Santos, Baliba when he gets fit. Those three lads can fight it out between themselves. So they've got good competition in there, but I think you get the best out of Kobbie Maynou if you let him know. 38 games this season in terms of the Premier League, you're going to play the majority and you're going to be the man we look to in that position. And I think you'll get the most out of him from that.
Most of the new signings for United, they've all been in midfield. Last season it was about beefing up the attack, but you still think they're light at the back. That's the line that needs to be addressed now.
I think so. I think when you look at Manchester United, if you're in the opposition dressing room, you're thinking, where can we hurt Manchester United? I think Dalot will be highlighted in 1v1 situations as a right back. Luke Shaw the same. You're seeing for the Ipswich first goal, Leif Davis coming in at the back post. Fatawu does Luke Shaw all ends up with a lovely little nutmeg and then he can't recover. I still think the two fullbacks, I think they need a proper centre-half, you know, a Virgil van Dijk character back there. And I understand, you know, the fans are probably screaming, saying, they don't grow on trees, Keith. Mm. And I understand that, but I think they need an improvement at centre-half, although Maguire and Martinez will do enough. They look great in some games, but I think if United want to compete in the Champions League and finish in the top six, top four in terms of the Premier League, they're going to need to bolster out that squad. And I think... the levels coming off the bench, I mean, that bench today with Šeško, Euro, Xerxy, it's uninspiring. And I think if you go into the Champions League playing every three games, the levels need to come up.
And just finally on Ipswich, second game started with a win, obviously won in the League Cup during the week. Have you seen enough in them to think that this time actually they might be able to avoid relegation?
Yeah, I think so. I really think so. I think Coventry, it's easy to say, are looking like probably the worst of the three so far, but it's still so early and Coventry have been competitive. Hull have set off like a house on fire. Obviously, the first game against United, they were excellent. Obviously, a win as well in their second game. So Hull have set the world on fire so far. But looking at Ipswich, some of the signings they've made, like Maeda is a player I'm a big fan of, at the wheel. I think you've got to tailor his game and, you know, get him running at people. You don't want him coming inside the pitch too often. Emerson looks like a really good player as well. Palacios coming in. Issa Diop. There's a lot of like 15 to 20 million pound signings that you think probably doesn't raise an eyebrow, but they bolstered the squad. I think they've got a very good manager. I think they've got a decent squad. And yeah, to be fair, maybe a little bit lazy. I looked and thought, coming up are the three to go down. It's not looking like that too fair. They look competitive, two out of the three so far. So it's good for the Premier League.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan, and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.